Good morning. A Monday morning, that means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, lots of news to get to. Let's start with President Trump firing Jeffrey Berman, the U.S. attorney from the Southern District of New York.
That's right. Berman, folks might remember, had replaced Preet Bharara in that position. Berman, appointed by the Republican, had pursued high-profile cases against Michael Cohen, the president's personal lawyer, and also was reportedly looking into a matter involving Rudy Giuliani. It was announced he was being fired Friday. He had not heard of that and only heard of it in a news release. And initially, there was a standoff, and he was indicating he would refuse to leave because the intended replacement was going to be Jay Clayton, the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, who's also very friendly with President Trump. But eventually, Berman relented and decided to leave when the compromise was reached and his deputy, Audrey Strauss, was named, at least temporarily, to replace him.
Now to coronavirus, where the governor on Friday delivered his last, for now, daily briefing on the virus. And we have some areas entering new phases today.
That's right. New York City enters phase two, a wider opening of businesses. Also, Long Island is going to enter phase three on Wednesday, which is where the rest of upstate has already been, with limited outdoor dining, other things open such as nail salons. The other positive indication over the weekend on Saturday, 1% of the new tests that came in were positive, and only about 1,100 people hospitalized compared to, what did we have at the peak, about 18,000 back in April. But there are urging caution because we've now seen spikes in some western states that haven't had the sort of shutdown that we had here in New York.
The New York State Senate has a new minority leader.
Yes, it's Robert Ort of Niagara County. It's the first time since 2008 since the leader of the Senate Republicans will not be from Long Island, sort of a shift of power upstate. But it's also a limited shift because Republicans at this moment control just 23 out of the 63 seats in the Senate. It's going to be an uphill battle for them to gain seats this November, but that's the task to Ort to try to rally the campaigns and get them in gear for the Republicans in the fall.
Speaking of campaigns, there's a primary tomorrow.
That's right. Kind of big question is going to be turnout across the state. Some of the highlight races are in Western New York, a congressional contest to see who can replace Chris Collins. Also in the Lower Hudson Valley, there's a primary where Elliot Engel, a longtime Democrat, is facing a strong challenge there. And out on Long Island, there's a contest to see who is going to replace Peter King, who is stepping down after 14 terms in Congress. Very heated competition both in the Republican and the Democratic sides of that race.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read these stories and more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Dave.